Hello and welcome to the BA Brew. I'm Mike.
I'm Ruth.
And I'm Jen.
Hello everybody. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Jen and Ruth here to talk about the holistic approach and particularly yoga. I think that's the thing that we'd like to bring to you today. Having worked in IT for a large number of years, I know about the stresses that brings or can bring at times, and it occurred to us that this could be quite a useful session for us to share with you. So, as I say, I'm delighted that Ruth and Jen are here with us today. Just really to sort of start talking about what was it that brought you to yoga? Can I start with you, Ruth, about how did you start off with yoga?
Yeah, I sort of found yoga about 25 years ago. I was a bit busy life, busy job, very stressed. I was quite high anxiety all the time. And I just needed some peace, really. And I'd heard that yoga was exercise that moved slowly, and I was doing a lot of fast sort of exercise. Lots of big life events going on, and I had heard that yoga would help me slow everything down, would help me to breathe a bit more calmly, to find some rest and find some peace and space, really, I suppose, in amongst all of the hurly-burly of life. And so I came in through the sort of exercise route, I suppose, because I was doing a lot of high-energy exercise, like running and weights and stuff, and that was actually making my stress worse and not better. So I came in through the exercise route, and the rest followed, really.
And what about you, Jen? What brought you to yoga?
Yeah, so yeah, my routine was quite really in a way, because I was working for a company, like a sort of a dance company, but we had gone on an away day to a hotel. We all had to teach each other something, and then we had just a few minutes to do that. And my colleague, who was a dance teacher, she was doing her yoga teacher training, and she taught us a breathing practice called Nadi Sudhi, which is nerve purification breath. And it was as if we just practiced it for literally a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes maximum. And it was as if something had switched something on in my brain, is all I can describe as, or is in my mind. And I knew that it was like a life-changing 5 minutes. And I knew that I had to practice yoga with whoever was teaching her. And it did take a couple of years for that to happen. So I was then working for a different company, and we were doing the Three Peaks, and the Three Peaks climb, and I'd done no sort of practice for it. And somebody said, "Oh, you ought to do yoga, you know, get limbered up for it." And I then found this guy after a couple of years, and started yoga with him, and that was it. It changed the course of my life, actually. Those two things, finding the teacher, who was not easy to find, which is why it took a couple of years. And it just completely changed my life, utterly changed it. I'd like to say the catalyst was doing that 5 minutes of breath work in a hotel just outside Swindon.
Right. So a very, very sort of small nudge, but then that sort of moved you into yoga for quite some time as a result of that.
Yeah, about the same time as Ruth, really.
Mm. Yeah. I think for me, I got into it because I was doing a lot of running and probably not resting enough or not stretching enough afterwards. So I started going along to just try to sort of stop some of the aches and pains that I had, which was really quick. But then found actually the relaxation elements of it were really good. It was helping me to perhaps not be quite as lively as I am. I think anybody who knows me knows that I'm just extremely busy and a bit sort of busy flitting between lots of different things. And I found it was really good. I have to say, I haven't been doing yoga recently, or not regularly. I do occasionally do some, but I found, I think one of the things that I found a major benefit was, it actually improved my running, because I was able to do some stretches that meant I could take longer strides. So it was good for my body as well as my mind, which was really good. So why do you think it's important, or why is it useful to do yoga? I'm going to go straight to you, Jen, on this. What are the benefits you see of doing yoga?
For myself or for other people generally, for you ask
individuals, yeah. Generally, yes, yes.
Generally. Okay, so for me, the one of the things that takes me aback, because obviously, you know, you do, my husband often says to me, did you have a good class? And I'll say, I don't know. I don't know if it was a good class, because I don't know how other people are receiving it, if you see what I mean. So, but one of the feedbacks that I get very often is that I slept. It's the best sleep that I've had, could be for years. You know, perhaps somebody who's just started yoga, and I think it's interesting because, you know, why would that have such a big effect on sleep, which is a very fundamental thing that we all need sleep. Some of us need more than others. You know, if we're not sleeping, that really compounds stress in a big way. So that's one of the immediate things of feedback that people actually give me very often is that, you know, that night when they do yoga, they sleep, you know, soundly. Some people haven't slept for years, haven't slept properly. So it's obviously a big relief. And I think I find that people become more grounded and that takes time. That's not something that happens, you know, with your first yoga class or your second or third. That's for those people who take it on because they know that they are feeling the benefits. Because let's be honest, ultimately, that's the only reason we will continue to do something, whether the benefits are visual or whether we feel them, like you said, with it improved your running time because perhaps your muscles were more stretched. You know, we will only continue, I think, in the long term to do something if we experience benefits. So, yeah, lots of different things that people say, but I think it's the mind. People become more grounded, yes, over a period of time, and I see that. What do you think, Ruth? What do you feel when you teach?
Well, I feel the same, and I think certainly for me and for my students, it's an increased resilience and it's an increased ability to manage life's difficulties and maintain some sort of equilibrium throughout those, rather than going into the mind all the time and having these stress and anxiety responses. Someone once said to me that you don't make time in your life for yoga. You don't just do it and then come back out again. Yoga is part of your life and life fits around the yoga, because actually you bring that mindfulness and the breathing and the awareness and that sense of calm into your life. So you kind of live it all the time. You don't just go to a class on a Tuesday night and then you forget about it. And I've noticed, I taught with Jen for 3 years, and I noticed that my students got so much from it. They're just better able to manage life, better able to manage anxiety, better able to cope with stress responses, be in the body more. And ultimately, when that translates into a job, you know, when the mind is so busy all the time, being able to come out of the mind and back into the body is a wonderful tool. It's with you all the time. You don't need any special equipment, you know, for yoga. It's not just being on the mat with the movements. It's so much more than that. Mind, body, breath, as people refer to it, and it really does impact all of it. But as Jen said, yeah, it does take time to build on that. So having patience with yourself and being disciplined and having that commitment to improvement. It's a magic thing that's always there to go to, I would say.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So it's always available. I found that your comment about sleeping better, I found that definitely helped. Unfortunately, I found I was actually sleeping better in the relaxation session at the end of the yoga. And I was really embarrassed that I let out a loud snore, which woke me up.
Happens.
I guess that realization at that point was I needed that. I clearly needed that. And I wasn't actually allowing myself or I wasn't able to let my mind wind down enough that I was relaxing and sleeping properly. So that yoga and some of the other mindfulness exercises, I think, have really helped me become a bit better at managing my sleep and winding down properly. So you did touch on a couple of things there that some people might not realize about, that actually it's, so some people may think of yoga just as a stretching class or a relaxation class, but there's much more to it than that. So I don't know if either of you'd like to say a little bit more to give people a bit more of an understanding that, about the breadth of it.
Yeah, I'll go first. So there are actually eight limbs of yoga, or eight sort of parts of yoga, and often asanas, which is the movement element of it, is the way people find their way in. But there are meditation is one, being able to rise above sort of the things that get us down, being of service. So Jen especially does an awful lot for her community, and I'm learning to get into that space a bit more. Being of service to the community is also a big part of yoga. Being aware of your impact on others. I won't get into the complexities of the transmutation of energy from the ground to the cosmos, but essentially...
I'm pleased that you didn't even mention it, because I'm not sure we had to spell that.
No, exactly. But it's very much broader than just the movement, yeah. And it's again, it becomes part of your life. So it's bringing all of it in and understanding all of it. And again, that does take time. It builds.
Ruth mentioned the charity work. So yes, service. Service is a big part of you know, the eight limbs of yoga, you know, being of service. So within our community, and Ruth and I are part of the community, we do a lot of, and have done, you know, since I started teaching yoga, for, you know, lots of different elements of, you know, both our own community, and we've supported people through education in other countries. I think, you know, children and also older people that have, you know, in Africa, I think Africa. So we've done so many things over the years that have, you know, one lady I know, she sort of became a midwife in the end. And all of these things you kind of forget, because it becomes just part of what we're doing. And if help is needed, you know, the money that I get from the yoga classes, and I know Ruth has contributed also, can go back into something positive, which for me, I have to say, helps to keep my feet on the ground.
So how do you recommend people get more acquainted with yoga and the wider set of benefits with yoga?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I think I mentioned to you before that I've done some days in a big company in Swindon, actually, that employs about 500 people, and they have these well-being days where, you know, I would go along and do a taster session of pranayama, which is the breathing practices, the meditation, and also the hatha yoga. And, you know, just give people tasters, which these days, you know, of course, we can get online. It doesn't have to be in person. And I think that's a good way it's a good inroad if you've never experienced anything like it before. To just sort of, you know, in the privacy of your own home, sort of say, okay, well, I'm curious about this. You know, perhaps I could just go and try a 15-minute breathwork session and see if I get some, you know, benefits that I would like to explore more deeply. And, you know, the same with, you know, yoga. There's, you know, many ways you can do a short clip. You know, short clip. There's a teacher called Adrienne, who I think is Canadian, that is very accessible to people for the hatha yoga. Meditation and deep relaxation, which I think people love. Again, you know, you can access these things online, but ultimately, if it gives you that you know, if there's something in it for you, you will go and search out a teacher. A yoga teacher, a yoga class.
I'd agree. And I was going to mention yoga with Adrienne, actually, because I sometimes use her if I feel uninspired, or I just want a specific one for my lower back, or when I'm not very well, or whatever, that I will use the YouTube channel. And she's got some amazing ones on there. She's also got some like 30-day journeys where it is literally 15, 20 minutes per practice, which are meant for beginners. So it's a great place to start. And as Jen said, it doesn't have to be, oh gosh, you know, a great thing of joining a yoga studio and now I've got to do these classes every six, you know, every day for 6 weeks. It's not like that at all. It's you go at your own pace and you find a way in yourself. So yeah, I would highly recommend yoga with Adrienne. But as Jen said, just looking on Spotify, you know, it's a 10 minute meditation. Sometimes you can do walking meditations. You know, they have those on Spotify as well. where you can just plug your earphones in if you like to go for a walk at lunchtime or whatever, and it can talk you through, you know, taking slower steps and things like that. So it's just coming out of the mind and more into the body. So yeah, it's the one of the joys of the internet actually is making this stuff more accessible for people.
It seems kind of weird we're pushing people to the internet to solve the problems that they might have by spending too much time on the internet.
Yeah,
so we'll put some links in the chat afterwards so people can see that.
Yeah, and I think we mentioned to you, Mike, that, you know, both Ruth and I would be very happy to put, you know, I mean, for me, these are tools we've been trained, you know, and we've been trained to use certain tools. And actually, for me, it really is about sharing those tools. That's all now yoga. I've been teaching for many years now. I teach with disabled people in wheelchairs. The oldest person I taught is in her 90s, and we did chair yoga in a church. And, you know, I teach in schools. So what I love about yoga is it is accessible, and all I really want to do is share those tools. And if other people might pick up on that, and maybe they make a difference for them in their lives, that for me is that's what it's all about. So I'm very happy to put on some, you know, clips or whatever if there's any interest. And I know Ruth has said the same.
Some of the time though, we could do with a little bit of a little bit of a quiet moment just to deal with some stresses, but we can't get to a yoga session, or we haven't got time to do a yoga session at that point. So what are your tips of what things help if you need a quick lift? I'm going to start with Jen again.
Actually, do you know what? Funny enough, I was going to say Ruth, and I tell you why, because I've seen Ruth and I haven't. So that we've got a lovely park near where we live, and I'm up with my granddaughter quite often, or various people. But I've seen Ruth doing her walking meditations, and Ruth hasn't observed me at all, because she's been so deep into this walking meditation. And yeah, it's a real eye opener when you see somebody who's actually doing walking meditation. They're not aware of, you know, anything going on around. And I could see that it was really helping Ruth at that moment. And that I knew she had a lot going on in her life, but to really ground herself, and she was taking it into her own hands. So yeah, sorry, Ruth, I had to share that, because I think twice I've seen you deep in yoga meditation, to the point where there's no way I'd have said, you know, hi, Ruth. It would have been, you know, I don't think she'd have even noticed if I had.
So I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I wanted to share that.
And I think, thank you, Jen. And yeah, it's taking a few minutes. So, it, that walk sometimes just takes me 10 minutes, but I'm smelling what the park smells like. I'm looking at the sunlight through the leaves. I might be hearing the wind in the trees. You know, I'm just tuned in to what's happening here and now. And that stops the mind from thinking. And also one of the quick things I do as well is I have a stand-up desk in my office at home. And so I have a yoga mat underneath my desk. So I will, you know, be on a call and I will be standing on one leg, or I will be, you know, in a sort of stretch pose or whatever. So the body wants to move, and it's a great way of releasing energy. So I would highly recommend a stand-up desk, because sitting is not good for the human body and it's not what it wants to do. But the thing I do is, I tried this with someone the other day, and I said, feel your feet. And they started moving down to try and touch their feet. I said, no, not with your actual hands, but thinking about feeling your feet. So it's like you put your awareness in your feet, and actually the feet are the furthest away you can get from your mind. So if your mind is going off and you're busy and you can't slow down and it's all just, oh God, I've got so much to do, take a breath and send that breath all the way down to the feet. And just keep doing that for literally just a minute. And it's enough sometimes just to come out, just to take a step back, and then to come into it. Yeah.
Because the breath is key, isn't it? Breath is key. And although we can know that, as soon as anybody hurts themselves or if someone's had an accident, people just say, breathe, you know, just breathe. You know, and it's an instinctive thing that we, you know, and yeah, of course we're breathing, because if we're not breathing, we're not here. But the breath is key to everything, absolutely everything to do with our mind.
You're right, Jen, about breath. People say, take a deep breath, don't they? Take a deep breath. Everybody's doing it without even thinking about it.
I'd really take your point about the breathing. I think I've learned a lot from being able to just take a few breaths. And there are some breathing exercises we can probably share, but we won't share them now. I'd like to say a big thank you to both Ruth and Jen for their insights into this today. And say thank you to the audience for joining us today as well. If you do have any ideas for future episodes, then please contact us via babrew@assistkd.com. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Thanks a lot, and bye for now.